Across the country, you may know of that home that is so spectacular. It almost is a local legend because it gets decorated so well. And Karen Martin has one of those homes in Toronto. That's where we've reached her. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Describe for us what your house and your yard look like right now.
Well, it's a wraparound, it's a corner lot with a wraparound veranda. So it's exposed from three sides, for lack of a better term. If you were facing on the Glen Lake side, the front of it, you would first see a roller coaster ride with skeletons, arms up in the air. And then as you would walk west past some weeping cedars, you'll have your zombie graveyard with zombies pulling out a real coffin from the ground and skeletons and all that. When you come around the corner, you have a 25-foot magical tower of pumpkins that shoot straight up into the air. And then you have a 6-foot werewolf that makes noise. And when you pass the werewolf, then you come across, you know, your routine skeletons that are in, like, handcuffs and being burnt alive and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, just the routine skeletons, yeah.
Yeah, the usual. And then you have another skeleton who's on a table that has one of those old-time lumberjack, a real saw, where two guys have to saw him in half. And then you come past that, you have a 6-foot spider who's ripped the head off of a body with all the short and long entrails hanging out, the usual.
All right, so I'm just thinking somebody who happens to be walking past their radio right now is saying, what? What are they talking? We are talking about a Halloween display in Toronto at a home that is famous, really, in the neighborhood.
That's what we have in the yard.
And beyond. Wow. How long does it take you to put all that together?
It's actually not me. It's my husband, Trevor Walker.
Yeah.
He does it after work at night. We started early this year. Normally, we only put it up 2 weeks before Halloween. But this year, we put it up a month in advance, a week after school started. So it's been up now for a few weeks. So, yeah, it takes after he tweaks it every single night, like last night. And weirdly, he had tiki torches, real flames out there. That was kind of worrying, but he did it.
Okay, so all of this, of course, happening under the shadow of COVID and with people not trick-or-treating, I guess, in your neighborhood, or at least that is the recommendation of the local health authority. So how does that affect things in terms of your display and how it probably already draws crowds? How do you handle that?
Well, there's about 20 people outside my house right now. Like I said, it's a corner lot, and they are keeping their social distance.
Good.
The big box store sells those little markers you can buy that we place all along the sidewalks, and they're adhering to them. Everyone has masks. You know, nobody wants to get COVID, but they still want to try to have a sense of normalcy. So they are being very respectful of it, and there is room. I mean, we are fortunate because of the way the house is and laid out, that they're not crowding each other, and they are being very respectful of everyone's space. We even had about 4 mounted police officers show up this week, and at first I thought they were here to enforce, but they weren't. They were just here to enjoy, and they said, wow, everyone's really doing it. They're
wow.
Really staying away from each other.
And now we heard Camille in Pickering is going to be that person that turns off all their lights and makes it clear to trick-or-treaters not to come to their door. I feel like your lights are going to be on October 31st.
Well, honestly, Ian, we're fortunate again because around the property we have a split rail cedar fence. Mm-hmm. My husband and I have been discussing. I know people are going to come. I know they are. So that's not an option. But we have 2 sidewalks coming into each side of the veranda, which are not wide enough to, you know, have the distance. So we're contemplating taking a few rails off and creating like a cattle chute, for lack of a better word, and having people come in and out from one side. So the street is Dorval side into through Glen Lake so that they can completely have the distance and then have random people with little bags of candy. So we don't have to put multiple hands in bulk. They'll be prepackaged in little brown bags or whatever that they can be handed out or put in a chute or whatever. So we are exploring as many options as we can because I know there will be people here. There's not a doubt in my mind.
Well, beyond your impressive zeal for Halloween, you also have a very commendable awareness of COVID, right? It's not as if you're sitting there going, oh, well, you know, we'll just let things happen. You're thinking it out.
It has affected my family. One of my family members had it, and I lost one of my clients to it who passed away. Mm. So, yes, we are aware of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, Karen, I hope one day to be able, I've seen pictures, but to be able to see that Halloween display and best of luck over the next few days.
Oh, well, you know what? As soon as this comes down November 1st, Christmas goes up and it's three times bigger.
Wow. I'm not even going to describe what happens outside my house at Halloween and Christmas because it pales in comparison to what you're doing. All right. Well, good for you. Thanks. Thanks for letting us call you.
Have a great day.
All right. Dr. Susie Hoda, as you know, infectious disease physician, is with us throughout the program. And Dr. Hoda, as you hear about all the plans at that house in Toronto, what's your reaction?
Well, first of all, I love it. I want to see this house, and yeah. I commend them. That's pretty amazing. And, you know, these are the creative ideas that you hear about that are coming out this year that I think we should be celebrating, because I do think, you know, there are ways that people can still keep this fun. And, you know, even just going out for Halloween walks leading up to Halloween itself as a family is one way that you can celebrate or have fun around this time of year. And seeing homes like that, it definitely, you know, keep it light and exciting for the kids. So I like that. And some of the creative ideas that Karen talked about in terms of how they can dispense candy if people do come to the door, there are lots and lots of those going around. And that's why I think the trick-or-treating part can be done safely. And in parts of the country where it's not being canceled, I think that these are some great solutions that people can think about. I'd love to hear more. I'm getting great ideas, actually.